Well, today we have a guest joining us by phone. Shelby Van Horn is with us. She's our county youth coordinator here in Cass County with Iowa State University Extension. Shelby, good morning.
Good morning.
It's been a challenging time for everyone. I assume that the 4-H programs and extension has had to deal with a lot of issues with regard to a lot of shutdowns and, you know, social distancing and all those things.
Yeah, so we've kind of been taking it one day at a time, just like I'm sure everyone else is. We've kind of really had to revamp our style of programming. So we've really taken advantage of our technology that we have in today's world and have started three pretty neat opportunities for youth to be involved in some activities virtually.
Well, so many children have been off of school for quite a length of time now, and, you know, it'd be nice to find some productive ways to use that time.
Yeah, so obviously that's really unfortunate that the kids aren't able to go to school, but we want to be able to be a resource for them and provide them good learning opportunities. So we have, like I said, three programs that we're working on right now. So we have the Youth Garden Club, and that's for kids in kindergarten through sixth grade. And we have a Mindful Teen program for youth in grades 7 through 12. And then we're also just doing a fun chick hatching journey. And we have started hatching our chicks. So that's been a really fun experience.
Are these programs that would are different from what you might offer normally had circumstances not changed so much?
They are. We probably would have held them face-to-face if... you know, times would have allowed us to, but we've kind of adapted and changed them to be virtual programs, but they are also face-to-face programs that you could see again in the future.
Sure. I want to ask you, you guys have always done a lot through extension, through, you know, virtual. I mean, there's a lot of time on the road. There's a lot of, you know, you're covering a large area anymore with a lot of the specialists and things. You guys have a lot of experience in doing things, you know, online and on video and that type of thing. Has that helped you in this transition?
Yeah, it's helped. I guess, you know, everyone says that technology is great, which I totally agree with, but it's been challenging and it's been fun. My very first chick hatching video, I was extremely nervous. Don't know why, but I guess those are things that people don't prepare you for in your career. And then when you have to switch and go fully virtual, it's a big change of pace. But I feel pretty confident in how we're moving forward and how things are going along. So.
Yeah, it's kind of tough because, you know, 4-H by nature is kind of a hands-on thing. That's one of the H's, for crying out loud. I mean, you know, you're to the point where you're trying to create relationships and things, too, with these youngsters and help them grow. It's kind of frustrating sometimes not to be able to do all those things, you know, right there face first.
Yeah, it's been a real challenge for me. I'm also a very hands-on person myself. So my job, I guess, as a whole has changed a lot in the last few months. I've been attending 5 to 6 webinars a day and not been going out and about. So that's a very different change of pace for me as well as for the kids too. I know they're all used to going 100 miles per hour, going to different activities and different events. And now everything's kind of changed.
Yeah, so. Kind of has, hasn't it? Well, let's talk more specifically. Give them the details about those different opportunities that you have for them.
Yeah, so like I said, the Youth Garden Club is for youth in grades K through 6. And so we already sent out our first wave of packets, but it's not too late to join. So we gave every youth a garden journal and three hands-on lessons. So there is hands-on activities still, just in a different format. And then we've done two videos and posted those to our Extension Facebook page, kind of guiding them and showing direction on how to do those activities. And then this Friday, we're hoping to have a Zoom meeting to check in and share what's happening so far. So the first two activities we've done have been the garden in a glove. So we planted seeds in a glove, and then we also did seed tapes. So we used some toilet paper, which we kind of found kind of funny with the shortage of toilet paper, but we did find enough toilet paper to make our seed tapes with. So, and all the materials are provided for you. So, let us know if you want to join. So,
okay, are these all free programs?
Yes, all three of them are free. So that kind of summed up the garden one. And then obviously I talked a little bit about the chick hatching one. So, it takes 21 days to hatch a chick if anyone's interested. So we've been on a 21-day journey and we've been posting videos 3 times a week, just filling in on the status and candling and doing all sorts of fun things. So you can go back and watch all those videos. And like I said, we're starting to hatch chicks. So, today actually is day 21, so they are right on their birthday, I guess. So, and then for youth in grades 7 through 12, we are offering a mindful teen program, and it is a 6-week series, and it's designed to help youth handle stress and take one moment at a time. And we have 15 spots open, so we are looking to kind of help the kids handle some of these uncertain times that they're going through in life. And then each youth will get a book, a journal, and a package of goodies for the course, and it is all free. So,
very good. And all they have to do is just they go online and get registered?
Yep, there's a link for our extension webpage, and you can join that way. Or if that's not a good way for you, then you can always just call us at the office as well.
Very good. All right. Well, I want to pivot to something else that is on the surface a little further down the road, but realistically not. It's the Cass County Fair, and that is coming up toward the latter part of July. And we've had a number of folks ask us what's going to happen with that. I assume you have as well.
Yeah, so we've had a lot of questions about fair. Obviously, it's not super far away, but it is a little bit further away, but we plan for fair all year round. So it's kind of made some things challenging. So obviously I sit on fair board as a liaison, so not a voting member, but just to represent our youth in the county. And we've really had conversations about, how to allow the kids to showcase their hard work that they put in this year and all the animals and projects that they have. And so as of right now, we are planning on moving forward with all of our events that we have planned, and kind of just waiting to see if there's any, requirements that the state or the governing bodies put out that we need to change. But otherwise, we're going for it. We're going ahead with it, and we're excited for the 2020 fair.
So for right now, everything is a go, but of course, everything is subject to change on a daily basis. You're monitoring all the time.
Yes, we are constantly monitoring, looking at a variety of different options if things were to drastically change, but we are feeling hopeful at this point.
Well, so many things happen outside of Fair Week to prepare. You mentioned the kids working hard on projects, but I mean, we've already had weigh-ins and all kinds of different types of things that have happened earlier in the year.
Yeah, so it's been a little bit challenging, obviously. I think looking back now, it's been really that second week of March is when things really started changing, and we actually have had to do weigh-ins differently for the kids. We didn't have weigh-ins this year. We just did taggings and photos. So it's been a challenge for our families and different things for them as well. So just everything's different and changing every day. So we're trying to monitor everything closely and take any precautions that are needed. So.
Sure. Well, of course, with what's happened with schools, with extracurricular activities in general, a lot of these youngsters have seen a lot of disappointment and heartbreak already this year. Do you kind of feel a certain responsibility to give them, if at all possible, a positive experience?
Yeah, obviously, that's the main message of 4-H is providing youth with, all these experiences. And I guess that's our number one priority right now, is just making sure that the youth are able to exhibit what they've been working on and what they have had throughout the whole year. I mean, we've had kids that have had calves since December, and they've been taking care of them since December. So it's hard to, you know, make any decisions really when you that's in the back of your mind. Obviously, the kids are a number one priority.
So. Sure. Sure. So right now, the county fair is scheduled as normal, but as we get closer, if there have to be some minor tweaks or adjustments made, willing to be flexible.
Yep, that's really our goal moving forward is we want to have a fair. We just want to let everyone know that, if changes need to be made, we will make those based on the recommendations that we are given and allow the youth some sort of opportunity to exhibit their projects.
Excellent. Well, it's great to give them some opportunities. They've had so many missed opportunities here lately. Very good. Well, Shelby, thank you so much for all the work that you folks are doing. I know it's under difficult circumstances. It's tough to kind of be separated. We all feel a little bit lonely without that personal contact we're so used to on a day-to-day basis, but we plow through. Thank you so much for the work.
Yeah, thank you.